everything that rocks.
Here we go.
Well, good morning. 6:43, Brock. Hunter.
What's up?
How
you guys doing? Here we go.
How you doing over there, man? What you doing? Yeah, doing over there. What you doing?
All right, we got to keep her moving here. It is time for your rock news and rock history. Let's get it.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. You need your truck, car, truck, SUV fixed. Doesn't matter. John Van Landingham, his crew, going to get you taken care of, man. Check them out. Well, Deep Purple have released their second song off their forthcoming album of covers, Turning to Crime. They followed up their version of Love's Sevens and Sevens Is with their slightly progressive take on Fleetwood Mac's Oh Well. Quote, everyone knows Oh Well is a great song, says bassist Roger Glover. Guitarist Steve Morse did the demo for that one. You never quite know where it's going to go with Steve because he's very inventive. Right up until the point with a couple of verses in, it was pretty much the same as the original. And then all of a sudden it took off like a rocket in some other space. A video for the song will premiere, premiered Friday. So you can check that out now. Other artists Purple covered on the album include Bob Dylan, Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels, Seeger, Ray Charles, Little Feat, the Yardbirds, and Cream. Turning to Crime will be released on November 26th. Huh? Okay.
Question.
Yeah.
Remember back in the day, you could go buy, it was just in a cardboard sleeve, but you could just go buy singles on like a CD, or it'd come with like two songs. And it was cheaper. It wasn't buying the full album. But like as they release singles for the album, you could like individually, kind of like how you can do it on iTunes now, I guess.
Yeah.
But in CD form. They still do that?
No, I think it's just all now online. But I mean, it's no different than going back and buying the old 45s. You know, right. a lot of singles, you know, were on the 45s. You'd have the main single and then the B-side. But as far as CDs, I don't think anybody's doing anything like releasing a full CD, yes, but just like the single CDs, I don't know if that's a thing.
Do you think you would make more money releasing every song individually instead of like doing like three singles and then releasing a full album?
Only if you made the price of each single too high, maybe then. Right. Like if you made each single like, I don't know, $5. Because think about it. So what's a CD now? What is it, still like $15, right?
I think so.
I don't know.
If I were to guess.
I'm doing 1998 prices. It was a $9.99
for a CD section.
If you can find it. No, I think it's more beneficial to do the whole thing because lots of times people are just going to buy the one single, the two. With the full CD, they're getting everything, and you can charge a little bit more for it. So, like when we release our best of CD, it's going to be the full CD. If we just do little bits and pieces, no one's going to buy it.
Nobody's going to buy it regardless, but all right, yeah.
Right in the discount bin right there. But very excited to see that covers album from Deep Purple. Some cool stuff on there. But
yeah, ours is going to be like one of those bins at the gas station, like the TNA, you know, like the $5 bin. Here, you just grab and go.
It's in the $5 bin, but it's got a sticker that says free. Take it. For God's sakes, get it out of here. We're tired of looking at it. All right, that is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history. November 9th, 1973, Billy Joel released the album Piano Man. Sing us a song, yo, Piano Man. Sing us a song tonight.
We're playing that a lot at weddings. It's been requested a lot.
He is the Piano Man. That's what it is. This Billy Joel is the Piano Man. So it's great.
Great song.
Let's talk about a song. Yeah. Great song. Fantastic song. I don't know if it's good as The Stranger. Or anything is better, though, than Uptown Girl. I'm going to be honest, Billy Joel.
You don't like Uptown Girl?
I effing hate Uptown Girl. It is 80s Billy Joel is the worst Billy Joel. I'm not saying he didn't have some good stuff, but let's be honest. Okay, Uptown Girl, it doesn't hold a candle to The Stranger or Piano Man. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. It's requested a lot, man. I know it's one of the most popular ones.
It's because people are idiots, all right? That's why. Hey, can you play Uptown Girl? No. If anybody requests that at a wedding next time, Hunter, tell them to leave, okay?
Tell them to leave.
Uptown Girl, terrible.
Yeah, that works out.
All right, that is your rock news and rock history for a Tuesday. As always, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.